Hi, Trina Travel. Welcome to the show. What place will we talk about today?
Let's talk about Seattle, Washington. It's one of my favorite cities.
Are there interesting things to see in Seattle?
Yes. I enjoy the waterfront. I like to walk and look in the shops.
Do you eat seafood there?
Oh, yes! The seafood is delicious! You can eat outside by the water.
What other places do you like?
I love Pike Place Market!
What's it like?
You can buy almost anything there. Farmers bring their fruit and vegetables to the market and sell them.
So everything is very fresh.
Correct. You can buy fresh fish at the market, too.
And if I'm hungry?
There are 80 restaurants to choose from!
There are many interesting places to visit in Seattle. Many people enjoy Pike Place Market. Farmers bring their fruit and vegetables and sell them there. The fruit, vegetables, and flowers are very colorful. You can also buy fresh fish at the market. The fish sellers are fun to watch. If you're hungry, you can choose from 80 restaurants. From Pike Place Market, you can walk down to the waterfront. It is a fun place to see. Many interesting shops sell interesting souvenirs, and you can eat delicious seafood. Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline, and it is a great day to learn some English.
Yes, it is. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Today, we're continuing this topic, travel.
And our title today is Let's Travel to Seattle. This is our second day of learning about Seattle. What did we learn about it yesterday?
Well, we learned that Seattle is a great city in the United States. It has many fun museums to visit.
Oh, right. What else can you do in Seattle?
You can visit the Space Needle. That's Seattle's most famous building. From the top of the Space Needle, you can look out and see the mountains and the ocean, too.
I've been to Seattle a couple of times, but I've never been to the Space Needle. Maybe next time I'll get to go.
Well, did you go to the waterfront when you were in Seattle?
Of course, you have to do that. A waterfront is sort of like a beach. It's any place where a town or city meets a body of water.
Oh, well, for example, in Chicago, the waterfront is the area of the city that is next to the Lake Michigan.
Right. But Seattle is right next to the ocean. The area of the city that is close to the ocean bay is called Seattle's waterfront. And there's a famous market there that we're going to talk about today.
Oh, I can't wait. But first, we need to learn those keywords. Here's Christina with them now.
Hello, 今天我们的来宾 Trina 要来跟我们说说西雅图好玩的景点。其实西雅图有很多有趣的地方可以去看看。There are many interesting places to visit in Seattle. 形容词 interesting 就是有趣、有意思的。Trina 介绍了一个叫做 Pike Place Market 的市场。农夫会带自家生产的东西去那个市场卖。Farmers bring a lot of things to sell there. 农夫就是 farmer. 卖的东西包括了新鲜的水果和蔬菜。水果就是 fruit. You can buy some fruit there. 还有蔬菜就是 vegetable. You can also find great vegetables there. 那边的蔬菜和水果都很新鲜。The fruit and vegetables are fresh here. 形容词 fresh 就是新鲜的。 Trina 还喜欢到滨海的徒步休闲区去走走，在那边可以吃到美味的海鲜哦。You can eat delicious seafood there. 海鲜、海产就是 seafood.
Hi, Trina Travel. Welcome to the show. What place will we talk about today?
Let's talk about Seattle, Washington. It's one of my favorite cities.
Are there interesting things to see in Seattle?
Yes! I enjoy the waterfront. I like to walk and look in the shops.
Do you eat seafood there?
Oh, yes! The seafood is delicious! You can eat outside by the water.
Hey, Trina Travel is talking about Seattle today. Whose idea was that?
Well, Trina's. Alex asked her, what place will we talk about today? And Trina said, let's talk about Seattle.
Oh, both of these sentences are really great. Let's start with Alex's question. What place will we talk about today? Peter, what sentence will we practice with Rebecca today?
Pauline, that's the one. Let's go to Rebecca now.
Hello, friends. Today I have a very special treat for you. A use it tip. It is a very important sentence pattern. What noun will we verb? For example, what car will we buy? Or what kind of food will we eat? Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. What sentence will we practice tomorrow?
Oh, well, we'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out. But for today, let's keep talking about Seattle, Washington.
Okay, actually, let's not.
What? Why not?
Well, because Christina wants to talk. Let's go to her now.
Trina 说我们来聊聊华盛顿州的西雅图。Let's talk about Seattle, Washington. 句首的 let's 就是 let us 的缩写，是让我们的意思。我们可以说 let's make some sandwiches, 让我们来做些三明治吧。Let's go now, 我们走吧。虽然说 let's 是 let us 的缩写，但是它们在使用上还是有些不同。当我们用 let's 的时候，多半是邀请大家一起做某件事。但是 let us 有不同的用法，比如你妈妈一直在看电视的连续剧，可是你和哥哥很想看棒球转播，可以对他说 let us watch the baseball game, please. 这是拜托妈妈让出电视给你们。如果你是想邀请妈妈也一起看球赛的话，就要说Let's watch the baseball game. 这两种表达方式的意思不太一样哦。
Thanks, Christina. Now, Pauline, let's talk about Seattle, Washington.
Okay. We can do that. Friends, notice how we say Seattle, Washington. We always say the city first and then the state. Like Miami, Florida. City, then state.
Okay.But what if we want to talk about a city in a country?
Same thing. First you say the city, then you say the country. Like Paris, France, or London, England.
Oh, okay, I get it. Well, we're talking about Seattle, Washington today. Trina says it's one of her favorite cities.
Okay, well, we know that Seattle has museums and the Space Needle, but...Are there other interesting things in Seattle?
Yes, the waterfront is a great place to go. You can walk along the bay, look in shops, and eat seafood.
Oh, great. Seafood is a food we get from the ocean. What's your favorite kind of seafood, Peter?
I like salmon, Shrimp are really good. I love eating clams.
Nice. Well, I think Trina also likes seafood, and she really likes the seafood at Seattle's waterfront. She says the seafood is delicious.
The seafood is delicious, Pauline, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
The seafood is delicious.
The seafood is delicious.
这家的海鲜很好吃。
What should I order?
The seafood is delicious.
Maybe I'll get a hot dog.
The seafood is delicious.
Maybe I'll get a pizza.
The seafood is delicious.
Okay, I'll get the seafood. I hear it's delicious.
It is.
The seafood is delicious.
The seafood is delicious.
这家的海鲜很好吃。
Oh man, now I'm hungry. Thankfully, though, it's time for a quick break. Grab a snack if you want to, then we'll be right back. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Do you enjoy visiting other cities? What do you like to do there?
Usually when I travel, I want to see nature. But there are some beautiful cities I'd love to see too.
Like where, Pauline?
Well, Paris is one. I'd also love to go to Istanbul, Turkey, or Budapest, Hungary. I really like looking at old buildings and going to cafes and markets.
Wow. Well, we're talking about a great city today, Seattle. Let's learn more together right now.
What other places do you like?
I love Pike Place Market.
What's it like?
You can buy almost anything there. Farmers bring their fruit and vegetables to the market and sell them.
So everything is very fresh.
Correct. You can buy fresh fish at the market too.
And if I'm hungry?
There are 80 restaurants to choose from!
So, the Space Needle isn't the only famous place in Seattle. There are also other famous places like the waterfront or Pike's Place Market. Have you been there, Pauline?
Yes, every time I go to Seattle, I go there. I love it.
What's it like?
It's really big. You can buy almost anything there.
Let me guess. Can you buy seafood there?
Of course. Actually, that's one of my favorite parts.
Really? But why? You don't eat seafood.
Well, it's fun to watch. When someone orders a fish, a worker will pick it up and throw it.
Really? They throw the fish?
Yes. Not at the customers, of course. One worker throws the fish to another worker. He catches it and puts it in a bag for the customer.
Well, do they ever drop the fish?
Probably, but I never saw them drop one.
So, what else do they sell at the market?
Oh, lots of things. Art and souvenirs. Oh, and I always love the flowers. The farmers also sell their fruit and vegetables there.
Washington is famous for its fruits. Washington cherries, peaches, and apples are all great. They are delicious. But what about vegetables?
Well, it depends on the season, but you can get carrots, lettuce, onions, everything.
Okay, so farmers go to the grocery store. They buy fruits and vegetables. Then they bring it to the market and sell it.
Oh, wait, what? No. Don't you know what a farmer is, Peter? They don't buy the fruits and vegetables at the store. Farmers grow the fruit and vegetables on their farm.
Okay, I know. fruit and vegetables from a farm do taste better than from a store.
Oh, yeah. Fresh vegetables and fruits are the best.
Well, what if I want to eat a meal around there? Are there any restaurants?
Definitely. There are actually 80 restaurants to choose from.
Wow, so many. Christina, can you tell us more about this?
Trina 说如果肚子饿的话在那个市场里有80间餐厅可供选择。There are 80 restaurants to choose from. 我们又看到一个句尾有介系词的用法了。一般我们会说 You can choose from these 5 colors. 你可以从这五个颜色中选。或者 Let's choose from those movies. 我们从那些电影中选吧。所以要用 choose from something 来表达。介系词 from 是必须的，所以今天说 There are 80 restaurants to choose from. 介系词 from 不要漏掉咯。比如 There are a lot of movies to choose from. 或者 There are so many topics to choose from.
Thanks, Christina. It's always great to learn from you. Now let's review those great key words we learned together too.
Here's the first keyword from today. Interesting. Interesting. This book is very interesting.
Farmer. Farmer. The farmer grows corn on his farm.
Fruit. Fruit.Apples are a kind of fruit.
Vegetable. Vegetable. Carrots are her favorite vegetable.
Fresh. Fresh. Let's eat this fresh bread.
Seafood. Seafood.We can eat seafood next to the ocean. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Hi, Trina Travel. Welcome to the show. What place will we talk about today?
Let's talk about Seattle, Washington. It's one of my favorite cities.
Are there interesting things to see in Seattle?
Yes. I enjoy the waterfront. I like to walk and look in the shops.
Do you eat seafood there?
Oh, yes. The seafood is delicious. You can eat outside by the water.
What other places do you like?
I love Pike Place Market.
What's it like?
You can buy almost anything there. Farmers bring their fruit and vegetables to the market and sell them.
So everything is very fresh.
Correct. You can buy fresh fish at the market too.
And if I'm hungry...
There are 80 restaurants to choose from!
Hooray! We're going to see the Space Needle!
Remember, no climbing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what else can we do in Seattle?
We can enjoy Pike Place Market.
Hooray!What can we buy at the market?
Colorful fruits and vegetables.
Bananas?
Maybe. You can also buy flowers and fresh fish.
Are there many restaurants there?
Yes, about 80 to choose from.
Yay! Let's choose one with bananas!
very funny. After we eat, we can walk down to the waterfront.
The waterfront!
There are many interesting shops with interesting souvenirs.
Yay, shopping! Can I borrow $20?
No.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack. Welcome to Jack's File. Do you like to travel? I do. I'm planning a trip to Seattle. It's a beautiful city. There's so much to see and do there. But I can only stay there 3 days, so I must plan my time carefully. How can I choose what to see?
Seattle is the largest city in Washington State. It is a very popular place to visit. Seattle has many lakes and mountain views. When the sun shines, few cities are more beautiful than Seattle. Seattle is famous for the Space Needle. This tall tower was built for the 1962 World's Fair. People can ride an elevator to the top and see a beautiful view. Visitors to Seattle also like to go to Pike Place Market. People at the market sell fresh fruit and vegetables. They also sell flowers and crafts. Several stores sell fresh fish. Visitors can watch the workers throw the fish to one another. Near Pike Place Market, you can find the first Starbucks coffee shop. It opened in 1971. After a visit to the market, it's an easy walk to the waterfront. At the waterfront, visitors can ride a giant Ferris wheel, enjoy some fresh fish and chips, or look in the shops. They can also visit the Seattle Aquarium at the waterfront and learn about the ocean life near Seattle and around the world. Seattle also has many interesting neighborhoods to explore. It's easy to have a good time in Seattle.
Wow, there are so many things to see and do in Seattle. I can go to the top of the Space Needle. I can walk around Pike Place Market. I can walk on the waterfront and enjoy fresh seafood. I think I need more than 3 days to really see Seattle. Hope I can make my trip longer. Okay, I need to go and pack. See you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye.
Well, friends, we enjoyed learning with you today. If you get to go to Seattle, I hope you get to do some of these fun things. Maybe you should get a cup of coffee, too, because they're famous for their coffee as well.
Oh, definitely. Well, friends, we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.